Aduma. In Shulchan Aruch, tweemaal in Simen Kuf Mem Vav, en nog eenmaal in Simen Tov Resh Pei Hei, steht in Shulchan Aruch, dat Parshas Parah is a deraita. Azoi bi Parshas Zohar is a deraita. Parshas Parah is a deraita. The Makar is from Taisus and Brachas Af Yud Gimel. And the Magen Avraham, in Tov Resh Pei Hei, the Emes Shtel, Bushte, Lamashal, Parshas Zohar is a deraita. It's a Pasuk. Zohar is a Sharas Alacham Olik, and Chazal or not, that Zohar is a Mitzvah's Essay, to be Zohar. To be masculine. Who states a din that you're supposed to say the parasha, kriya of parashas paraduma? So, the Magen Avraham talk about Shmer, he wants to change the gear so that it's the Rabbana. There are many pshatim I saw, we'll mention the Birchas Teretz, the stipler brings that the Makar is Gar in Parshas Metzoyra. In Parshas Metzoyra it says, V'hizartem is b'nei Yisrael mitumoysam. You should be mazir the yidden about the tumba, which Pashat means to make sure they know the halachas of tumba. He knows up, stay dark from the din of parashataka. From saying the parasha from Paraduma. The Meshach Chochma over here comes up with a Gzeri Shova from Miluyim, he has mixed like the Egenei Alfusa. The Chassam Soifer wants to say Pshat, it says in the Pasuk, Zoyz Chukas HaToyro, Asher Tziva Hashem, Lamar. Lamar is the din. It's a din, you're supposed to be Lamar. As though stating the parasha, Zoyz Chukas HaToyro, that the Abishah was Mitzava Lamar, as though Zog in the parasha. Parshas Chukas, according to some Midrashim, and I saw brought down also the minig of the Teimonim, is the Emes broken up into two parts, and by the Teimonim, the Emes Achelik Eshayach, the Parshas Koyrach before, and from Vayisu Mikodesh, Eshayach Gar to Balak. But the way we have it, that the Chepsa of Parshas Chukas, in our Mesoirah, the Rekeach brings that there are 87 Sukkim, at least they talk it up. In the end, Pei Zayin Sukkim Lameid Vosimin Yemuel Simin Shnei the Tzveitimon Tzveitimon. Oh, but it's 87 Sukkim, and he brings down the Rekeach that there's also there was 87 Beitim when you brought Shnei Yisroelim Soilas a Minchan Shabbos is 87 Beitim makes to the Cheshbon, and he wants to tie in that Pei Zayin is that Shabbos is Mechaper as Adipor Adum is Mechaper, and he has an Indian bag in there. Now, Parah Aduma be'emes is a stira. On one hand, it says that it's a choik, and on the other hand, it says that it's mechaper. Parah Aduma is mechaper. Yobi ha'ein b'yikanech soyas v'no, Rashi brings. So is it a choik, or is there a havana to it that it's mechaper on Parah Aduma? So that. According to Stella in this kasha, the Chanukah Satoira says, it says, Mimora Chuka Gozra. It says in the Piyutim and Parshat Parah, Mimora Chuka Gozra. That Paraduma was already given in Mora. And that's by Mr. Shai and the Girsa. We know in Parah, and Mora was given Shabbat, Kibbut Av, and Dinim. There's another Girsa, Shabbat, Paraduma, the Dinim. So, if you learn that Paraduma was given in Mora, Mimara Chuka Gadra. Mara was before the Chayta Ega. And that's the Chayk. You want to tell me that Ega, that Paraduma is Mechaper on Chayta Ega, and therefore there's a Havana to it, over it's a Chayk, because Mimara Chuka Gadra, it was already given beforehand in Mara. But that's not Mr. Shiloh. What was in Mara? Was it Kibbut Av or was it Paraduma? There are those that suggest it was a mistake, that it said Shabbos Kibbut Av and Dinim, but it said Chof Aleph. And then the princess switched it to Pei Aleph. And Achachamah is up there. It means Parah Aduma. But the emes is, there's a steer in Rashi and Chumash. Rashi in Parshas B'Shalach brings Mora was given Shabbos Parah Aduma and Dinim. But in Parshas Mishpatim, there's a Rashi that's Mechaber both. He says Shabbos Kibbut Av V'Parah Aduma V'Dinim. He says both. He's Yoytze both sheep. And upon him who was given in Mora, then it could be Avad Tachoyt. Or B'Lachar the Parshat Shat. The Indian of how it stems that on one hand it's mechaper, on the other hand it's a choik. The choik of paraduma is metaher tmeim and metame tahirim. This musig that is metaher tmeim and metame tahirim is a choik. When we say that paraduma is mechaper on chet egel, it's an underdog. It's the tahara of paraduma, and in the gedorim of the tahara of paraduma. It's Taka Modna, the Sphira, Metar Tamei, and Metami Tahira. But it's Mechaper on Chayta Egel, and could be not Stam, it's Mechaper on Chayta Egel. Being Mechabalit as a Choyk is what was Mechaper on Chayta Egel. In the Shoyrish, Chayta Egel was that B'nai Yisrael want to do their Egel as Hezboinus the way they want to do it, and can you do it? The Mishkan was Mechaper because it's Kasher, Tziva Hashem, we've spoken under the time. Oh, but that's also the type. Accepting Paraduma as Choyk is good for what makes that it's a Mechaper. Now it's interesting, we said it was the Girsah, it's Kibbet Av or Paraduma. It's interesting that in the story of Dovah ben Asina in the Gemara in Kedushin, after he was Bazunda Nizhar and Zorid in the Inyan of Kibbet Av, that he didn't want to wake up his father to sell Chazal the Avnei HaEifer or the Avnei HaChoshin, it's a Shaila. But there was an Evan Yekara and he didn't sell it on the Cheshbon of Kibbet Av. Lishona Acheres, he was Zoicha, that it was Noila, that's Loya Parah Aduma. That's just a kesher between Kibbet Av and Parah Aduma. I heard once a pshat, because the emet is Ma'oyer a Kitzrug on Klal Yisrael, if a Goy was Nizer and Kibbet Av with a Zah Farnem, it's Ma'oyer a Kitzrug on Klal Yisrael, and the Teretz back is yet. Efshir and an Inyan of Kibbet Av, which has a Seichel to it, a Goy can Fashtan. Over by the Yidden house and Afilu of Makabal Zayin, Choyk from Parah Aduma. The Sfasem is right. We know that the Tariyad Mitzvah of Keneged, the Ramach Evorim and the Shasa Gidim that are in a person, some of the Evorim actually we don't understand what these Evorim are about. Kimoiken in the Tariyad Mitzvah, you have Evorim, you have Mitzvah that we understand, and you have Evorim that actually we don't understand. But just because you don't understand, the person says, I don't understand why I need this and this Evor Pnimi. So because he thinks he doesn't need it, so he's going to take it out. Avada, you have to be makabel that we understand that we need all the taryag, the ramach evorim and the shasagidim. Kimoikin in the mitzvah, hen the choik and hen the svarah, the good one, it's all a chelot of the binyan, of the shlemus of the taryag, hen in the person and hen in the Torah. Shlomo HaMelech doesn't even understand the choik of paraduma. Amarti echkimo, the rechoika mimeni. Moshe Rabbeinu Efshar was able to understand. I saw it brought down. It says later in the parasha, "V'lokhu l'tomei me'afar srei pasachatos." L'tomei me'afar srei pasachatos is the Rosh Hashanah l'moishe. To Moishe was understood. Those same letters is Shloima. L'moishe and Shloima are the same letters, but it's Shloi Kesidron. By Shloima, it's Shloi Kesidron. L'moishe was Taka Kesidron at the Vashtan. Shloima is Shloi Kesidron. The Shem Shmuel explains that the Nekudu why Shloima Melech can't come. He was Chacham Mikol Adam. Because the emet to get to the spitz darg of the chokma as far as the anova of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Shloime Hamelach mipaas the metzias that he's a melech. When the far as the Hamelach and Hagav Hamelach is amish to leave the anova of melech, it was the ma'akiv that he wasn't able to come to the full havana in Paraduma. Paraduma mitayr tamei and mitami tohayr myself from Avshimshim Pinkus. He says this is a Yisoid Godel, not only in Paradumet, the Yisoid Bechlal in Avodas Hashem. He brings from Rebbeinu Tam, it's Yiduah, that there's Yimei Ahava and there's Yimei Sina. But the way it works is that Dafka is the Yimei Ahava, when things are going good, Dafka there is the Cheshash and the Sakona that a person can have in a field. And Dafka from the Yimei Sina, when Sekumton Shver, over there is, we spoke other times, there is the Sheva Yipol Tzadik become. Not grab a Sheva Yipol Tzadik become. So leave the Sheva Yipol Tzadik come to become. From the Metaher, from the Yimei Ha'ava, sometimes it's a Chashash come to Meim. And the other way around, that's from the Yimei Sina, from there comes the Aliyah, from there comes the person Shtag. The Shail is, what's the Chalal Parshas Paraduma doing over here? The Mepharshim after Yishayim already are telling, Avada Parshas Parah was given at a much earlier stage in the Midbar. What's the Shaykhs over here, Dafka, to the Inyan of Parah Aduma? The Chizkuni says Pshat, because right at the end of last week's Parsha, a lot of people died in the Magefa, so they needed the Inyan of the Eifer Parah Aduma for it to be Metami. A lot of people were Metami Lameit. I saw another Pshat that it's Meshach Shaykhi to the Hemshach Parsha. It's Meshach Shaykhi to Mitzas Miriam, and you have that with Mitzas Aaron, the Klal, the Gemara learns out that Paradum is Machapra, that means the Sadiqim is Machapra. That's the shaykh is what it's doing over here. Rashi brings by Paraduma Lefish the Erse Rashi Zoy Kukas Atayr Lefish HaSotan Ha'umet Ha'oilam Moinen Es Yisrael, the shepherding the Yidin Ma Mitzvah Zoy Ma Ta'am Yeshba, the shepherd, there's no reason for it. Lefikach Kotov Ha'chukah Gzei Reim Ofonai Eim Lecha Rosh Ha'ar Ha'ar. I saw in the part of the Yerke, if it brings the Pshat, Mamash Ha'ar Twist Pasha, you read the Rashi, the Goyim don't understand, and the shepherding the Yidin, why do you do things that you don't understand? He said, Adama Ben Asina Erba Lish Pashtana Nadada. So he brings Puk Faket, the Pashat Yerke, as he said, it means the Pshat. The Umas Ha'olam understand exactly what it's about. They know that Paradum is because of Chet Ego. And they want to shepherd the Yidden and remind them that they had a Chet Ego, and there's going to be a Filus Keseder, and they're stuck in the Chet, and the Matzah of Chet. Umas Ha'olam, why does this throw? Ma'am is Vazo, it's Ma'am Yeshva. And they want to shepherd. They said that it's because of Chet Ego the whole time. And the Avish is telling back to Umas Ha'olam, Shepherdish, yes, the person does the Chet, and yes, the person is coming and does Tshuva, or Benish Tabim, Shekeya in Marishchayra in Atvus. That's not the derech. The goyim come to check for my time yesh book because they want to remind us of chitay rishoyim, and the answer back is no. Gzerim ufonai. That's the attitude to it. As mazal nish, I rein fallen in that trap. Avad avad, we have to be tshuva. My person has to be misalek. Avad has to be shekeya in the atvus that's neveya from the chet. So under an under niggin in reading the Rashi. Be'em is faran, a ganze mesech the Torah. Ganze Sugis. Tar, say the Tar. Ramechel Yehuda is the side of the Kodesh Mavon, who is very stark, making coil with the man in Tar, with the Besunder, that is Tar. Ganze say the Tar. Grace the Tar, Rabbi. Grace the Tar. But Mitzi is not talking, so it's a Tar. State Asher Ein Bo Mum Asher Loi Ola Aleha Oil. It's a vort from the Chayzim of Lublin. Asher Ein Bo Mum, if there's someone who thinks about himself that he doesn't have a Bal Mum, he thinks he's perfect, he thinks he's Bishleimus, Eretz Chaim, it's Asher Loi Ola Aleha Oil. He was never Makabal on himself. He's not even holding by the beginning. He wasn't even Makabal on himself. So oil. Oil Malta Shemayim, person is Makabal Oil Malta Shemayim, then he's Roya, his Madrega, where he's holding. Vishokat Oiso Lifonov. So the Targum Yonison says you should be boided when you're shechting it, the Yivdike, the Timnei Trait Trait, and you should check for the 18 Simonim of Traitis. And the Achroyim asked, how could you check the Paraduma for the Simonim of Traitis? Hagab Atmach, the Gemara in Chul in that Yeralis, when it's looking for the Makar of Roy. What's the makar that you go by Saroy? One of the mahalchim, the Gemara says, we learn that from Paraduma. Because by Paraduma, Vad, it can be a treifa. But it says, Veshachat Vesorah, and there's no way to check. How are you relying that it's not going to be a treifa? Must be, Yisoymach on Roy. That's the Gemara's makar that you're allowed to rely on Roy, because there's no way of checking if it's a treifa. Veshachat Vesorah, and there's no way of knowing. And here the Targum Yonah says, you should be boidik if it has a treifa. So I saw a teretz from Tzipas of Frank. He brings a teretz based on Titus and Shabbos, Tafchot Beis. Tais and Shabbos bring that in the Arboim Shana that the Yidden were in, the Midbar, the Anani HaKovet had a koyach that you were able to see, B'toy HaKovet Ma'yesh B'snim. There was, it's not the Lashon of Tais, but there was x-ray. You were able to see inside something. As it was a koyach of the Anani HaKovet, you were able to see inside. So it wants to suggest that in the Paraduma, there was a whole bunch, 7 or 9, 10 Paraduma, Machloikis Tanoim, in the Teragimel and the Parah. Over the part that Moshe Rabbeinu made, the one that was in the midbar, that the Targum Yonison rightfully says that you could be buying the Kippah Yitzchak Shtreifus because they had the Anani Kovet. They could take an X-ray to check. The Doiris, the Gemara says, we have a riot to the din of Roiv that you're not allowed to rely. They rely on rely on Roiv. They rely that's not a trait. The Shochat Oisel, the fun of Rashi brings Zor Shoyches ve'Elod Roya. It's Shchitas Ksheir Bizar Paraduma Oichet Shchitas Ksheir Bizar. But Elazar stands in his oimid and roya. So the Mepharshim asks why. A sheikh is normally erecha nemevi surin. You trust the sheikh in himself. You don't need someone else also. Here it's mashmi, you need two. You need the sheikh and Elazar. What's the thing that you need? Shnai eidim. Mechayra erecha nemevi surin. So I saw mahalach. Avada erecha nemevi surin. You trust the sheikh. How do you trust the Shoichet? I, it's a Schazik Yisura. And when it's a Schazik Yisura, it's not so fashion, you can just trust the Shoichet. The Rishayim talk about it in Anfang Chulin, the Halfen Manish, punkt yet. The Dafyim, the Halfen Yisur Yis. I'll go upon him. How do you trust the Shoichet? So one house is to be other. It's one house. But there's not a Mahalach in the Rishayim. It's because it's not such a Schazik Yisura of the Eber Menachai, because it's Shochet Lefonecha. You worry that maybe it was Eber Menachai, but you see that the Shochet Lefonecha, that takes away the Yischazik. Now that's good if you want to eat a piece of meat. You want to know if the meat is kosher. You rely on the line. Erech HaNem Yisur. Hai, it's Chazik. Shochet Lefanem. But Paradum, you want to use this Afar Paradum after shechting it to be Metayer, someone who is Tomei. He's Bechetkev Tomei. He wants to now rely that this is a good Paradum. That it was Shochet and Gerechtin and it was done the right way and it's kosher. How does he know? He wants to rely on the Shoyset. He can't rely on it. He's the Chazik Betuma. And his Chazik Betuma, I can't follow the Chazik Betuma. For Paraduma, it's a lot of Zor Shoyset, a lot of Roy, you need to come on to the Tzvei. Zoyta Torah Odom ki Yomus v'oyel. The Gemara says in Brochus Daf Mem Gimel Omar Esh Lokish Minayin she'ein Divrei Torah Miskaimin Elo v'mi she'mei Mitzatmo Yaleo she'nemar Zoyta Torah Odom ki Yomus v'oyel Mei Mitzatmo Yaleo. Faran Fashidna Mahalcha, what it means Mei Mitzatmo Yaleo. There's a mahal of a person has to be named as Atma, his Atma is, his Gashmi is, you have to not be so much tuned into that. There's a mahal from the Chofetz Chaim. We say, Bekitzer, he brings a whole mushul about a person that was very, very matzliach ba'asokim, and because he was taka matzliach ba'asokos, he wasn't able so much to be able to be kaveh eitim l'tayra, and at a certain stage in life, it happens to people, some people are zoicha that it happens to them in time, that he realized that no, he has to talk to be mamish mashkiya and learning Torah. So he took a few hours off every day and started learning. And his partners and his wife or the people in Shechem, Rain, they started saying, you know, the people, the customers, they're waiting. And he said, no, I'm not starting. The day used to start at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm not starting until 11. I have a chavrusa first time. I'm starting until 11 in the morning. So they said, Moshe Zayin, you know, Kesef and Olam, Bechulet. So he said, if I would have died, yeah, there's no responsibility. The day that I die, what's going to happen? He's going to say, what are the customers? I'll lay together. Till 11 o'clock on day. That's main mitzvah on day. Nothing else is alive right now. Yes, stay by the Gemara. The Chofetz Chaim said, and we're still true to the same verse, when a person sits by the Gemara, I mean, that's his brain on the he says, whenever a person sits down, it's so, you know, every time you set up shop and take your stand up, mess up the Gemara, person has to tract that this is the last day and the only day that he has to live, and this is the only daf Gemara that has to be learned, and he's the only yid in the belt. He has a chavrus actually, and this is what's going to be mekayim the belt. There's nothing else. Today is the day, and this is the daf Gemara, and I'm the only one that's going to be able to do it. That's mei mitzvah me'olam. But Rambam says, "Arayim in the Gemara." It's kedai the mechtovim from the Chazanish. It's kedai to see that sometimes hanging them up over here, and then how the Chazanish describes what it means, the geshmak of being totally shakua in learning. He writes that the Chazan mechtovim that he writes that it doesn't start at the first few hours. After 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, what's made that person is mamish totally shakua. Chazanish once said that he says sometimes you know it's. If it's something very, very cold in the winter, it's very, very hot and it's shifting and it's very, very heavy. It's a nice day, he says he only marvish it the first 5 minutes. After the first 5 minutes, it takes a few minutes, after the first 5 minutes, cold, cool, he says he's not marvish, hot, cold. The bechlal no shaykh. So we have no misogyny in this, right? But basically, mamash has misogyny in this. Give someone a good book, man, right? Kosher book, shmack a book. After 5 minutes, he's right. Doesn't feel hot. The musagim are in there, Rabbi. It's the shaila of what we're channeling it into. The land is organ hakosher. That halnish brings the musagim. About what we're musagim. In Gaza, Rambam is on in the Indian what he wants to do. Loikar, loicham, garnish. So nachal akud the zoyta toira adam ki yomus ba'oyel. An oyel, a person has to realize that oyelam has it, it's safakol an oyel. The ikar is the bias. The bias of a person is based oylomod, where he's going, name is Atmei Olam. The person goes to Beis Olam. Oylech Hoylech Adam al Beis Olam. Over here we're in an oil. We're in a dearest Arai over here. Adam ki yamet v'oil. The person has to realize that he's not only in the oil. The under sugan to learn. There's another Maimon Chazal in this passage. Gemara in Shabbos, that's Pei Gimel. Omer Rav Yonason, Le'oilam al yimna adam atmoy mi divrei toira afilu b'shas misa. A person shouldn't be minei himself, even b'shas misa. We said a person has to always be, trust, today is the last day, but this is nochad in the taka, afilu b'yoy misosoy, shenemar, zoy sa toira adam ki yomesh b'oil, afilu b'shas misa. Interesting, the Rambam brings down this halacha and him to Talmud Torah, Shulchan Aruch also, but they bring it from a different bakar, from a different pasuk. And Yeshua Mubavecha, call Yimei Chayecha, call Yimei Chayecha, even the last day. Over the Gemara darshans it from this pasuk. Adam ki yomet v'oil afimu b'yoyim yisosan. I saw a verse from the Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, and it's Hadvorim Ru'uyim L'misha Omram. It's Nog v'oilom, by a person's Petira, Mezot Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Aleikeinu, Hashem Achor. Pasuk you learn that that's an expression of Emunah. Before a person's nifta from the belt, he expresses his amunah in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And about it, that's the way you saw it. But he wanted to say an under it. Agan to Leben is Torah, Adam Ki Yomet Boil, and a person learns Kol Yimei Chaya from the beginning to the end. The Gemara says, what's the first thing you teach a person when you learn a Torah? The Yelad knows how to speak. Of Melande, and you teach him to say Torah Tziva, you teach him to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael is also Torah. The Gemara says in the Dorim, Afilu, this Shema Yisrael is already a key of Nimen HaTorah. The Anfang is in the Torah, and Chai Vodem Umay, that people be Yoyim Yisrasa. The Shema Yisrael is the Bitoy of the Lashon of the Gemara and the Dorim that Ches. Yiboy Pot and Nafshe V'Kriyash, but that's all Nimen HaTorah. And from Anfang is Nimen HaTorah, and from Slech is Nimen HaTorah. Ein, Kesei Lidike, Hemshech from Nimen HaTorah. V'osaf ish tohar. There's a Chassam Sofer that says, it says three times in Tanakh where it says V'osaf. It says over here V'osaf ish tohar. There's also a pasuk in Malachim V'osaf hametzoyra, and then there's V'osaf nidche Yisrael. So the Chassam Sofer says this is coming to be meramid. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Ein ben David ba Ela b'dor Oshav dor shekulei chai v'dor shekulei zaka. The chat is V'osaf, when is going to be V'osaf Nidche Yisrael? That's the third pasuk. Either it's going to be a massive of V'osaf Ishtar, or Fakert, it's going to be a massive of V'osaf Hametzoyer. When it's one of those, other Yosef Ishtar, other Osaf Hametzoyer, then will be V'osaf Nidche Yisrael. That's the remez where it's these three places where it says V'osaf. Or if you do it from the Chafetz Chaim, on this Gemara of Ein Ben David Ba Ella Lezor Oysha Kulei Zishkai Oysha Kulei Zaki, that's both. And that's the matzav in the door, where there's such an extreme of, on one hand, a riboy of Torah and a riboy of Eschaspis, and on the other hand, mi yishurenu, the matzav of the nesiyonis that the door faces, and it's up to a person. That's the matzav right now. That's the matzav right now. It's a door. There's no power. There's no in between. Other yamamish, meim es atmei understander, meim es atmei aware, other shreklach. Shreklach without it. Other v'osaf hametzoyra, other v'osaf ishtar. Amr avada, we're holding otta otta, it's klar, to the v'osaf nidche Yisrael, which is in one of those two matzahs. You have the Hemshech, the Parsha, you have the Parsha from Mitzas Miriam, and then you have Mrs. Aaron, Mitzas Tzadikim. The Pasuk says, in Zechariah, Va'akhid Shloishes Haroyim B'Yerach Echad. Where is the Kedach? I'm explaining. Mamish in these weeks. The Akhid Shloishes Haroyim B'Yerach Echad. In 1 month, three G'doyle Oilam, Gor for the free of the Kedar, based on the three indicators. By a matter of mitzvah tzaddikim is machaper, but a person has to sell truth to the matter of mitzvah tzaddikim. The Pasuk says, but eskrim shloshes roim v'yarach echad. That means the Gemara asks in Tainus. V'chi v'yarach echad makes it, the Gemara says, the Gemara darshan that it's going on the shloshes roim, with Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. V'chi v'yarach echad makes it. So the Gemara answers, right? When Miriam was nifter, the Be'er went away. And then it came back to Shchus, Aaron, and Moshe. When Aaron was nostalgic, so then the Be'er and the Onan went away, and it was Chazu B'Shchus Moshe. And now you have all three, Be'er, Onan, and Mon, all B'Shchus Moshe, and by Meis Moshe, it was nostalgic Kulam. That's for Akhiris, Shloshes Rayim B'Yerach Echad. The Chassam Shloim wants to say a different shot, in the Pasuk, not like a different shot, that Aaron and Moshe was also because of Meimariva, and Meimariva only happened because after with Mrs. Miriam when the Be'er went away. So the Mrs. Miriam that brought away the Be'er, Be'etzim brings about also the Mrs. Aaron, Moshe, and Miriam. The Gemara says in my Tatan, that Chavchet, Lo menismucha Mrs. Miriam leparshas para aduma, ma para aduma mechaperet, af Mrs. Tzadik mechaperet. The Kliyotar over here, he says, "Be'evitra kama mamorei chazal on the union of misas tzadikim." You have the Gemara Moed Katan Taka, misas Miriam somach the paraduma. You have also the Gemara Moed Katan that says misas Aroy is mentioned next to Big Day Kahuna, ma Big Day Kahuna machapen, misas tzadikim machapen. You have misas Aroy is also the chazal that it's somach to the shviras haluchos. And it's also Misas Bnei Aaron is next to Yom Kippur. The Kliyotar wants to say that the state of this Fashid Nedinim over here. He says that Misas Tzadikim, he says that Tzadik is Mazen the door, like Hanina Bini, that's Miriam was the Be'er of Miriam, a Tzadik is Mazen on the door. He brings Shefa to the door. A Tzadik is Mechafer B'Misasi, that's Misas Bnei Aaron next to Yom Kippur, Misas Tzadikim Mechafer. A Tzadik is Melamed Bnei Yisrael, that's the Tushdal Teluchas. And a tzaddik is Megan on the door. So if you have Begin, it's Megan from Kor, from Koin, that's the Tushal to Big Day Kahuna. And he has an Arichas over here on the Inyan that is Taka Fashidin and Yonim in the tzaddik. There's a halacha in Yeruderia, in Simon Shin Lamed Tes, there's a minog to be shaitach all the mayim in the shchuna when there's a mace. When there's a mace, you're supposed to throw out the water. So the Be'er HaGoylas and Arth over there in Shulchan Aruch brings the remnants from this pasuk, from the parasha here. V'atomas shom Miriam, v'atikover shom, v'loi hoyo mayim lo eido. Why? Because they threw out the water. That's the smash for this halacha, that you're supposed to throw out the mayim. What's the meaning of being shaitach the mayim? So the Machlokes is a question. The Taz says, because when the Malach HaMoves comes, he's makel a tipa of Moves, of Morah, and it goes into the water that's there. And the Shach and the Be'er HaGoyla bring up Shach, it's to be Mepharsim. That is a mace. Right? He didn't have Ramchalim and Tashkivilim. This was the Tzura, how you Mepharsim the Misa. Machlokes, Shach and Taz, Pshat and Nisalot. So it's interesting. The Shiloh, what about when you have to spill out also soda or only water? What's they have a Shiloh. But there's a Shiloh there because if the, like the Taz's reason, the reason is because it was the Tipas and Moves. Why does it apply by Miriam? You're bringing the Makoris from Miriam. Miriam was made Mrs. Nashik. Didn't have the Tipa from the Malachamot. There's a Pasuk, L'zois Yispal al Kol Chosid L'eis Metzoi Rach L'sheitif Mayim Rabim Elov Lo Yagiu. There's many pshatim in the Gemara and Brachas Darshan. What does it mean, leis mitzvah? But one of the pshatim is leis mitzvah zu misa. And the pshat is saying you want to have mitzvah nashika lezoyt yispal kol chosid leis mitzvah, and then rach l'sheitef mayim rabim may love loyadim. There won't be the sheitef mayim rabim. The reason is because of the tipa mara. It doesn't apply by mitzvah nashika. So why by Miriam? So actually, because by Miriam they weren't mepharsim. It was nothing to say it. By Moshe Aaron said it. By Miriam they didn't say it. So they didn't say it. So they tacked it the minig of the shvichas hamayim. Yeah. Faranda the parsha from the Meimariva, Lahoiti Mayim in Asela. Moshe Rabbeinu was given a CV to be Moiti Mayim min Asela. Four pshat.
Vortal.
Mayim min Asela. If you spell out the word Sela, you spell it out, you spell out each letter. Samach Lamed Ayin. Samach, you write it out. Samach Memcho. Lamed Mem Dalid. And Ayin is Ayin Yud Nun. The middle letter of each one of those letters is Mayim. Mem Yud Mem. In the middle of a Samach is a Mem. In the middle of Lamed is a Mem. In the middle of an Ayin is a Yud. So from the middle of the Sela, from the inside of the Sela, the Nefesh bring in the Mayim. The Mayim lives in the Sela. Yes, Savor. Aber, you have to understand the Indian. What was the Pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu was given a Tzivoy to? The Daber of a Sela. The Maka the Sela. I saw Mahalach in the Lekach Valibov from Afshor Shlita. And so, Ulichas will say, I want to kuda what he says. He says, there's different Hanhogat HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing with Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael is on the right Madrega, then they're holding by the Madrega of HaKoyel Kol Yaakov. If they're holding on the Madrega of HaKoyel Kol Yaakov, and Moshe Rabbeinu has a hemshach of that, is on that Madrega, then the Yidden are able to go into Eretz Yisrael without a Muhammad. They're holding on the Madrega of HaKoyel Kol Yaakov. Koyach HaDibur. And if they were taka holding on that Madrega, then the Mayim would have come out with Dibur. And also they would have gone to Eretz Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu without a Seirach of Muhammad connected to Laman Aleph Vlogan. Gleich mit Koyach HaDibur. The Mekuda, the Nidna of Chet was that Moshe Rabbeinu was Marvish that Klal Yisrael wasn't holding there. Klal Yisrael wasn't holding on that Madrega. Klal Yisrael required the Ikitas HaSela. If so, if that's what Moshe Rabbeinu felt, if that's what Klal Yisrael is holding, then it's an Oidish. Then the Messiah says that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Yehoshua goes into Eretz Yisrael with Derech of Melchama, with Hakah. This mitzvah of bringing out the Mayim from the cell is a representative Bechlal of what's going to be the Hemshech in the Knesset Eretz Yisrael now. Vot is given in the Oifen of Dibur, then Ayidei the Mahalach of Dibur with Koyel Kol Yaakoy, vot is given Yedayin Yedei Esav, and they would go into Eretz Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu with Amelchama. The Tzorech, Tzulita Madreg of Klai Yisrael, how Moshe Rabbeinu felt with Klai Yisrael was holding, required Hakah, and it requires, but now Yeshua, with Muhammad has to go in. It's in the first of the Yalkut Shemoinim, you know, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to speak to the Sela. What was he supposed to say? There was a Sinigan, Sela, Sela, Tein Mayim, what's called the Gedav Dogen? The first of the Yalkut Shemoinim. Because Be'emet, Moshe Rabbeinu originally was given a Tzivik to hit the rock. In Parshas B'Shalach, it's the Hikisa, Batsur. But Dr. Medrash, that was when the Sela was cut on. But now it's in a different Madrega that he barred him Ela Sela. Shanei Alov Perek Echa. Mare di Gezach. Lel Na Mishnim Bob Mesiye. Zog Shatan Asher Aramam. Zog Asikul Toyla. Shanei Alov Perek Echa. The Shanei Alov Perek Echa brings out the mind. That's the Koyach of Toyla. Leim Masnizim Deloike Benanos brings out the mind. That's what brings out the mind. Ashtikul Teira, Ashtikul Ravanya. That's the Dibur. First, that's the Dibur that's going to bring out the Mayim. And the Koyach HaTorah is talking to bring out that Mayim. We said the Avnisis. Aaron also later in the Parsha Moshe Rabbeinu, Lehevya is minded that Elazar should be Mamshich Darkoy of Aaron HaKoyim before the Petira. They'll bash them at Elazar Benoy. So Rashi brings Ashrecha Shatira Kifrucha Nosan Lebincha Mash'ein Ani Zakeh Laka. That he saw the Hemshech. Zot Rabbi Shua Leibitzkin, it was necessary because you have to have a Koyim to be Makar of the Karbon Tomis. And if you go according to the Shittas that Pinchas was not a Koyim yet, Loi Miskan Pinchas, so who's going to be the Koyim if they realize Aaron is Nistar? If Aaron is Nifter, Elazar and Ishamar are Oinin. And Oinin is not Makrif. Pinchas is an Einav. But Pinchas was not. No one would be able to, no Kohen to do the Avodah. It was necessary to be minded Elazar at Kohen Godel. Kohen Godel Makrif Oinin. So before Petirus Aaron, it was necessary to Shtel Avek. To Shtel Avek that Elazar already is Mamshech Darki, he had a din of Kohen Gadol, was able to be Makriv Ba'anim. after Aaron's nifter for steak. Vayishma haknani melech arod. Shoma shemeis Aaron v'nistalku anani akovit. They see there was the Misa Sadiqim, and he wants to come shepherd with Klal Yisroel. Now Rashi brings, it says Vayish Maknani Melech Arod. Rashi brings really it was Amalek. So why does it say Knani? He was Mishane Diburoi to be like a Knani. Why? Because the Yidden are going to daven. The Yidden are koicham bepeh. Now the Yidden are going to daven that the Eivishter should be matzel them from the Knainim. And the tefillah is not going to be accepted because really it's not Knainim, really it's Amalekim. That was the murderic trick that they did. They were really the Amalekim, but they came and they spoke with the Lashon of Knainim, and therefore the Yidden were davening for the wrong Yeshua. Rashi's mamshach, so ro Yisroel, now it's mixed up. Levusheyem are like Amalekim. And the Lashonim are like Knainim, so it didn't stim. Yisroel got confused. They're dressed like Amalekim, but they're speaking like Knainim. So the Yidden didn't know what to daven. So they said, "Im nosin titan es almazeh." We don't know who it is. If a verdos only nine, im nosin titan es almazeh, and that's why the tefillah was answered. But again, the trick, the chak of the Amalekim was to speak like Knanim. That this is the trick to use. Frek of Pinchas Mikoros. If they wanted to do it, had a plan to trick the Yidden, and you see the Yidden.